Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning. Happy Easter. It's still Easter. It's our fifth week, but it's still Easter. And so we still get to be just excited when we say, Jesus is risen.
He's risen indeed. Hallelujah.
I am so glad that all of you are here. I'm so glad that there are some of you joining us online. It is good for God's people to join together in worship, in praise, in thanksgiving. And for you here, I'm glad you're here because someone may need to see you today. So thanks for being here. We have Sunday school bags in the back pew. They are sitting there waiting for children that you know or children that you love and care for or children that you just sort of see walking past your house on the street. It's a wonderful way for them to see, to hear a story of our Lord, to do a craft and to understand that God loves them very, very much. So if you have a child around you, there are Sunday school bags in the back. Once again, a reminder, my installation has finally been scheduled for Sunday, May 23rd. That will be Pentecost Sunday. It's also a day when we are doing one service at 9:30 in the morning. That way, of course, no one's happy because it's not their regular time. So there we go. But it should be a wonderful day as we celebrate together God's love. And then after the service, we will join on the lawn for light refreshments. Hopefully that's going to be just a fun thing for us because it's been since 2019 that the people of St. John's have had a chance to get together over coffee or goodies or anything. And so join us for May 23rd, a 9:30 worship service and my installation. We're also looking for one last volunteer to be a delegate to Synod Assembly. The Assembly meets June 4th and 5th. And so if you are interested, it will be a virtual assembly, which means you have to have access to a computer and access to a smartphone because the voting will be done via app. If you have any questions or if you have any interest, please contact me. We've gathered this morning to be in worship. So let us rise and let our worship begin. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Our gathering song is Beautiful News, and we sing together.
Joy is the theme of my song, in the beat of my heart, and soul is found in you. For you show the power of your cross and your praise-saving love, and my soul will go to you. Beautiful news, grace so amazing, so true. Shout it out, let the people sing. Something so powerful wants to shake the whole wide world. Make it louder still. Savior, we'll sing it now. Celebrate the beautiful news. so powerful. Shake the whole wide world. Shake the whole wide world.
Let us pray. O God, you give us your Son as the vine, apart from which we cannot live. Nourish our life in his resurrection, that we may bear the fruit of love and know the fullness of your joy through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The first lesson this morning comes from Acts chapter 8, beginning at the 26th verse. An angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Get up and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a wilderness road." So he got up and went. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a church official of the Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of her entire treasury. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home, seated in his chariot. He was reading the prophet Isaiah. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over to this chariot and join it." So Philip ran up to it and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah. He asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" He replied, "How can I unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to get in and sit beside him. Now the passage of the scripture that he had been reading was this: "Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb silent before its shearer, so he does not open his mouth. In his humiliation justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth." The eunuch asked Philip, "About whom, may I ask you, does this prophet say this? About himself or about someone else?" Then Philip began to speak, and starting with this scripture, he proclaimed to him the good news about Jesus. As they were going along the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. What is to prevent me from being baptized?" He commanded the chariot to stop, and both of them, Philip and the eunuch, went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. The eunuch saw him no more, and went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus, and as he was passing through the region, he proclaimed the good news to all the towns until he came to Caesarea. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson comes today from 1 John chapter 4, beginning at the 7th verse. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we loved, but God that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent his Son as the Savior of the world. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as he is, so we are in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached the perfection in love. We love because he first loved us. Those who say, "I love God," and hate their brothers or sisters are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. The commandment we have from him is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter. Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you, just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of our Lord. Jesus is risen. And may the grace and the peace and the joy of our risen Lord be with you this day and always. Amen. The house I grew up in, out in the backyard, we had a willow tree. All right. Now, the willow tree was there to help provide shade for my dad as he was listening to the Twins game on a summer afternoon. But for all of us, the most important part about that willow tree was it was all the jungle gym we kids ever needed. We would climb in its branches. We would make up games. It was fabulous. There were lower branches where younger kids could still sort of climb and play. There were medium-sized branches only in that 8 to 12 foot range, right? And then there was the ones at the very tippy top where the only thing that was going to keep you from going up there was you were afraid you were going to break the branch and fall. This tree was the focus of so many hours of pure delight for myself, for my sisters, my brothers, for nieces and nephews, for everyone, until my mom had to sell the house. See, but that tree, that willow tree, was just one of many in the yard I grew up in. We had shade trees and we had apple trees, we had flowering trees, we had tall ones and medium ones. There were even half a dozen huge cottonwoods on a hill by the neighbor's house that sort of stood sentinel over everything, 4 foot around, 90 feet tall at the very least. It was amazing. I loved all of those trees. I still love trees. So when I read this morning's gospel, my imagination doesn't go immediately to vine. It goes to trees. See, Jesus is teaching his disciples, he's teaching us how to live after the resurrection. Jesus is calling to them and to us to abide in him. Like a branch growing from the trunk of a tree, like a branch growing from a vine. We are led to grow from the heart of God's love and presence with us here in our midst. Reaching out from that vine, we grow to bear fruit. And that fruit can be leaves and flowers as well as apples or peaches or grapes. We get to bear fruit for the world. And so that's just part of the implications we discover today for the truth that Jesus is risen. The risen Christ is the heart of our life with God. And from that trunk, out of that vine, we grow, we reach, we strive to bear fruit in the wonder of God's love for us all. I often ponder and use the image of a tree to examine life in faith. You see, we are called to sink our roots deeply into the gift of Scripture, into the gift of the sacraments, into worship with our sisters and brothers, and from that strength, from those roots, we grow. The trunk of the tree, the vine of our lives is God. Whether Jesus himself or the Father or the Spirit, God is our safe, stable foundation in faith. That way the amazing goodness from our roots then travels into our lives. And it travels from the connection that is God with us. And so the branches are the ways that we reach out to bear fruit. I remember being amazed when I was told by someone that the fruit of every plant is intended for others. No apple tree needs the apples. Lilacs are not there for the bush itself, right? The leaves of an aspen tree do not soothe the aspen tree. Our fruit is intended for our neighbors and our friends, our family and strangers, even enemies and the forgotten. For fruit is never for self. Fruit is always for others. And that is what we are called to today. We are urged to abide in Christ so that Jesus might also abide in us and transform the world around us in God's love. The reading from 1 John reminds us over and over that we are called to love. We love because God first loves us, and so inspired by that love, we go out and love. It's an awful lot of love going on in that sentence. Inspired by the power of our risen Lord, we abide in Him, and in abiding, we grow in faith and we bear fruit. That is what we're shown in the reading from Acts this morning. Philip, one of the disciples, is called to go south. The directions aren't really all that specific, but they work. As Philip goes south, as he obeys that call, he came across an Ethiopian who worked in the court of Queen Candace. It seems that he had come to Jerusalem as a proselyte. That is, someone who was moved by the Jewish faith, but he was probably not well received because he was a eunuch. But regardless of his reception, as he was traveling, he was reading from the prophet Isaiah, and that was when Philip arrived. Abiding in Christ, Philip asked the Ethiopian if he knew what it was that he was reading, and then took the time to teach and explain that the songs of the suffering servant in Isaiah that were being read were realized and lived out by Jesus our Savior. So effective was Philip's teaching that the Ethiopian wished to be baptized at the earliest convenience. And so Philip did. Connected to the life of the risen Christ, Philip bore fruit for this man from Ethiopia, and that man's life was transformed. In our lives, our directions can seem as unspecific as Philip's. It can be like, wake up, go to work, go to school, help someone. That's as pretty much vague as go south. But you see, it is in the very everydayness that God's love flows through us best. It is in the ordinary that we see the needs of sisters and brothers, the needs of neighbors that we can meet. As we abide with Christ, we don't need some sort of spectacular instance in order to love and to bear fruit. What we need is neighbors. As followers of the risen Christ, as children of God, living the truth that Jesus is risen.
He's risen indeed.
We are called to love one another. Our lives as Christians are grounded in our abiding. They are grounded in our faith as a gift that connects us with God and that is lived in love for one another. We abide so that we might bear fruit. God's love flows to us, and we get to spread that love around wherever we can and to however many we can. And so, may your faith grow this day, sinking deep roots into the promises of God. May you connect to the vine and grow strong branches to bear the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And may we all feel the presence and love of Jesus so that we might truly follow Him into the world in love. Amen. In celebration of the resurrection and in remembrance of our baptism, let us rise and share together the words we find in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Alive in the risen Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we bring our prayers before God, who promises to hear us and answer in steadfast love. God of all fruitfulness, you abide in your church, and your church abides in you. Cleanse us by your word and give yourself to the whole church on earth so that it bears fruit and witnesses to your love. Lord, in your mercy, you have created the heavens and the earth. As we wonder at the beauty of creation, may we seek vital connections among all that depends on the earth for life. Lord, in your mercy, you rule the nations with justice and love. Give the leaders of the earth assurance of your abiding presence, that they lead not by fear, but with love for those they are called to serve. Lord, in your mercy, you have loved us so that we can love others. We pray for all in need of your love, those who are poor, lowly, outcast, weak, or fearful. We pray for those who are ill, especially for Job. Provide for the needs of all. Lord, in your mercy, you gather us with all the saints by the power of your Spirit. With them may our hearts live forever in your keeping. Lord, in your mercy, in the hope of a new life in Christ, we raise our prayers to you, trusting in your never-ending goodness and mercy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb, who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the Spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share in this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. In love, our Lord Jesus stands for us as the true vine. In the spirit of that same love, I bid you now come to his table of grace.
Single day to meet you in this place and see you face to face. Will you show me love to me because of your mercy. I fall down on my knees and I can feel your presence here with me. Suddenly I'm lost within your beauty, caught up in the wonder of your touch. Here in this moment I surrender to your love. You're everywhere I go.
Please rise. As the body and blood of our Lord Jesus fills us with strength, we are also sent out in love and service. And so we pray, gracious and abundant God, you have done great things for us, and we rejoice. In this bread and cup, you give us life forever. In your boundless mercy, strengthen us and open our hearts to the world's needs for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Please enjoy the sunshine as you go into the world with hope.
Makes God's vision our mission.
There we are.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
With all your